This is the first 5-minute vart from the Pocono Mountains, Camp Dina. So I apologize that I'm not going to have the chevra to sing Shabbos Kodesh at the end. But I'll try to do it myself. And hopefully you'll all sing along with me. Parshas Pinchas has within it the Karban Tamid. The Karban that was the first Karban that was brought at the beginning of every day. And the last Karban at the end of every day in the afternoon. And in the midst of this Karban, if you read in Perek Chaf Ches, you find a very strange pasuk. It suddenly talks about the oila of Har Sinai. Olas tamid ha'asuya b'Har Sinai l'reach nichoach yishol Adonai. The oila that was performed, that was brought at Har Sinai, which was a pleasant, satisfying aroma to Hashem. What is this doing here? As they say, ma'inyan shmita etzel Har Sinai. Like, why is this brought down in the middle of Karban Tamid, that one-time Ola by Har Sinai? And Rashi already picks up on this and teaches us some lessons. And I saw a beautiful idea this week from Rabbi Yosef Salant. Rabbi Yosef Salant, he explains as follows. That the Karban Tamid, as we all know very famously, teaches us a concept of tamidios, consistency in our avodas Hashem. That we have to every single day daven, and every single day learn Torah, and every single day have Yir Shemayim and Avas Hashem, consistently, tamidios, just like the Karban Tamid. And that shows a serious avoda, that shows that we're true Avdei Hashem, every single day I'm serving Hashem. But there's a downfall to consistency. The downfall is that sometimes it becomes robotic. Sometimes it turns into what we call hergel. We're just accustomed to it. So yes, I daven, but it's more of a Hebrew reading exercise, an actual kavana. And I learn Torah, but it's based on my obligation, my duty. I'm not passionate constantly, because every single day I'm making brachos, but I often do our brachos, could hardly make out the words. We're doing consistently, but because it's so common and it's daily, it becomes hergel, it becomes Anshe Adam Ilumada, it becomes mechanical and robotic. The avodah of each and every one of us is not just to have consistent avodas Hashem, but consistent avodas Hashem that's full of passion. Every single day. You know, very recently, I was looking through the bar mitzvah album of my son Shmuel from 7 years ago, 7 summers ago. I was looking at the beautiful pictures of when he put on tefillin for the very first time. And Rav Hagoyen HaTzadik, Rav Avigdor Nevinzel Shlita, put on this tefillin for him, and I'm looking at the beautiful pictures, and we walked to the Kaisel to daven that first time in his tefillin. And I remember the excitement. Imagine if we could put on tefillin every day with that excitement. We put on every day, tamidius, tamid, consistently, but with that excitement. So in the middle of the Karban Tamid, Rav Yosef Salant says, we have a pasuk, Oy las tamid ha'asiyah b'Har Sinai l'reach nichoach yishol Adonai. Lashem. We have a pasuk that tells us and reminds us of a one-time karban by Har Sinai. That one-time karban clearly was done with tremendous passion and excitement. It's one time, when it's a one-time mitzvah. Imagine when someone zoichet do a pidyon haben once in a lifetime. It's excitement, it's passion, it's eslavas. In the middle of karban tamid, it's to teach us that we have to serve Hashem with consistency, but full of passion, mirtz Hashem. Each and every one of us, always. And I was thinking about it. We're in the month of Tammuz. And the month of Tammuz is so full of tragedy. The beginning of Ben HaMetzarim. The beginning of the 3 weeks. Shivas or B'Tammuz. Tammuz has a lot of din, a lot of judgment. And unfortunately, we've gone through times recently with so much din, so much judgment. We think back just a few months ago to Meron. And then Shavuos by Carlin Stolen, and now last week in Florida and Surfside, and our hearts are broken. There's so much din. But maybe, again, we don't understand the whys, but maybe the chizik we could at least be mechazik ourselves. Is to think about all these terrible tragedies and take it for a chizik to myself that I'm zoiche to be here. I'm zoiche to live another day. I gotta make it my best. My best day I've ever been here. Every moment is precious. Every moment is special. Every moment is new. Every tefillah is a new opportunity with hislavis, with passion. Yes, consistently, but full of hislavis. How could I not? I owe it to the Rabbanu Shalom, I owe it to myself. I'm still here. I have to make the most of every moment. I have to make the most of every tefillah, of every time I get to learn. And that's how we'll destroy all the din. Came to me a remez l'davar. If you take the gematria of tamid, of having consistent, now we're saying that carbon tamid is not just being consistent, but with passion. Because in the middle of the tamid is the alas tamid. Alas tamid has to be Har Sinai. Right there in the middle, tamid is 454 and represents the consistent passion that we have. That's one more than the gematria of tamas. Tamas is 453. We could defeat all the din of tamas by the carbon tamid, by having consistent avodas Hashem, but consistent avodas Hashem full of passion. Mir Hashem will be zoicha this year through our passion, through our consistent passion, to see geula, yeshua, refua, geula shleim here remain. Have a hail good, beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,